USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Tropical Storm Harold has made landfall in South Texas, bringing heavy rains, strong winds, and a chance for coastal flooding. Over a million people in that area are under tropical storm warnings. More than 3 inches of rain has already fallen in the Corpus Christi area. The Gray Fire near Medical Lake, Washington, has destroyed at least 185 structures and burned 10,000 acres. Operations Sections Chief Jesse Keene says steady progress on the southern end of the blaze is being made.
Around the Medical Lake communities, continuing to mop up and secure the perimeter, as well as working interior to assess and triage threats to structures and mitigate those threats.
More than 500 firefighters from across Washington state are battling those flames. A Chicago woman is being charged for threats she made against former President Trump's youngest son, Barron. 41-year-old Tracy Marie Fiorenza was charged in Florida after she allegedly emailed the headmaster of a Palm Beach school that she will shoot Donald Trump Sr. and Barron Trump. Her charge holds a maximum sentence of 5 years in prison. FEMA officials who are responding to the fire that destroyed the historic town of Lahaina on Maui are reportedly staying at $1,000 per night luxury hotels.
According to the Daily Mail UK, FEMA officials have been criticized for their slow response to the devastation. The outlet suggests that the officials who are staying 45 minutes outside of Lahaina at 3 5-star hotels, the Fairmont Kealani, the Four Seasons, and the Grand Wailea Astoria, may not be in a hurry to leave their luxury accommodations. Victims of the fire have also complained about the one-time $700 payments to buy food, clothing, and other essentials. President Biden approved $7 million tax dollars for FEMA to respond to the disaster. According to the Daily Mail, most of that is going toward putting up as many as 1,000 FEMA staffers. I'm Phil Hewlett.
Stocks are mostly down on Wall Street after bank shares slid today. This is USA News.
If you have asthma, pay close attention to this message. It can save you hundreds of dollars on your healthcare costs. Right now, you can make a free call and get generic asthma inhalers for less than $20 a piece. That's cheaper than most of your insurance copays. And if you call right now, you can buy 10 or more and save even more. Our Rescue Asthma Inhalers are a real generic version of the product that you already pay hundreds of dollars for. Save yourself money and call now to order. If you have asthma, now you can save hundreds of dollars with no prescription required for your inhalers. Call right now. Learn how to get your Rescue Asthma Inhalers shipped directly to your door for less than $20 each. Call the Prescription Savings Hotline now.
800-451-0380. 800-451-0380. 800-451-0380. That's 800-451-0380. Call now.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy will stand center stage during Wednesday night's presidential debate in Milwaukee. While DeSantis is considered to be the strongest candidate to challenge the party's frontrunner Donald Trump, recent polls have shown Ramaswamy edging closer to DeSantis for the number two spot. The American Academy of Pediatrics is calling for a ban on corporal punishment in all schools.
Believe it or not, striking or spanking children is still legal in public schools in 18 states, mostly in the South. New Jersey, Maryland, and Iowa are the only states that prohibit corporal punishment in both public and private schools. But a separate study of Canadian children published last week in the JAMA Network Open shows that kids who were physically assaulted before age 14 are nearly twice as likely to develop mental illness. I'm Corey Myers.
Officials are warning people who sustained damage during Tropical Storm Hillary to look out for scam artists. One of the most common scams is a phone call from somebody pretending to be a government official. They'll ask for sensitive personal information that they can then sell on the dark web. Alcohol is becoming less common for young adults to partake in and more likely for older adults to drink. That's according to a new Gallup survey. Only 62% of Americans aged 18 to 34 said they drink, compared to 72% 20 years ago. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418.